Hot Jobs on 92.5 Phoenix FM in association with Osborne Recruitment.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of May, and as it's Wednesday, that means we are joined by Aisha Thompson from Osborne in Dublin 15. Good afternoon.
Hi, Derek. How are you? I'm very good.
It's absolutely an amazing day and bad to be stuck in an office, but good to have a job.
Absolutely. It's a good complaint to have.
So you're here today with our hot jobs and our hot job slot. So what have you got for us today?
Yeah, like today, Derek, we've got a good mixture of jobs that we are recruiting for in the Blanchardstown office. So I'll just start and I'll just run through them if that's okay.
Yes, that would be great.
So the first role is for a staff nurse. One of our clients, a small nursing home, are looking to hire a staff nurse. They would need to have minimum of 1 year's work experience. Good English language skills are required, and obviously good communication skills is required for that as well. That's one of our jobs. We are recruiting for a really nice internal sales role at the moment. It's a 2 month contract, and the working hours are 9 until 3. So what the organisation, they're a very well known organisation and brand. And what they want is they want to get somebody to come in who is comfortable selling into the educational sector.
Very good job for somebody who's got children at school, 9 till 3.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, as I said, this is a 2 month contract and it will run up until the end of June. So ideally, the client are looking for someone with about a year's experience within a sales environment and who's comfortable building relationships with customers over the phone.
Is there a possibility of extension with that beyond the 2 months, or is it a definite fixed term?
It's a definite fixed term. However, you never know what
you
it
never
might
know.
Lead
to. I know. How many times have people gone in for a week and ended up there 5 years?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that is the great thing about it. I mean, the salary for that job is lovely as well. Yeah. Like, so it's going to be based on experience, but the salary will go up to 25,000, probably pro rata for the contract.
Good.
But it's a nice job and a really good brand as well.
So good experience.
It'll be a fantastic experience for somebody to come in. Absolutely. We are looking for an administrator if here in Dublin 15. The person would need to be comfortable working in an office and in a team environment. Obviously, good admin skills, good organisational skills as well. The salary for that job is 25,000 again, so a really good salary for somebody, as I say, with about 2 years solid administration experience. There is an insurance broker here looking for commercial account managers. So what they need is somebody who's used to and comfortable working in a very busy environment. They would need to have their APA and the CIP qualifications. Again, somebody coming from the insurance sector would know obviously what that is. And in general, they'd need to have about 5 years work experience again. So the salary on that will be based on experience, but the range that we have is about 35,000 to 40,000 per annum. So again, another very good salary. We are looking for a locum HR manager, so someone who is available to cover a 4 to 6 month contract. They'd need to have strong leadership and people management experience. If the person has ever used the system core HR, that's certainly advantageous.
Right.
But again, it will depend on the person. This is an immediate start, so someone who's available immediately.
Right.
And the salary there for that is 70,000 pro rata.
I'm available.
Perfect. Done. Hired, Derek. No problem. Again, another account manager job based in Dublin 15. They want somebody who's comfortable in a sales environment, but equally somebody who's got account management experience. So, and who's good relationship piece, good relationship management and has a consultative sales approach. So then this is all warm calls. So it's comfortable working to targets and the salary for that is 35,000 as well. Customer services roles as well. We have a number of customer services roles available in the area within a mixture of both insurance and call centre background. So a good crossover in sectors there for people.
Yeah.
If they have experience in that area, in the insurance industry, that's certainly advantageous, but it's not essential, but it's more the experience. And the salary for that is going to be based on the person's own experience, as I said. So it could be 25 to kind of the 28 bracket is kind of what we're looking
at. It tends to be something you hear a lot of these days, customer services. I mean, what kind of qualifications would somebody need, or do they need any specific qualifications to get into that field?
It really depends on the organisation. Like some organisations like people coming in with a primary degree, for example, or else if they've worked in an environment where it's proven that they've looked after customers, that they've resolved issues. Like we were interviewing, we were working on a project earlier on this year and the client really liked the CVs of people coming from a hospitality background because you're customer facing, you're resolving issues, good communication and good empathy skills as well. So I think as long as you can display those kind of attributes.
They're kind of very transferable skills.
Absolutely, yeah. And you can work across a variety mm-hmm. of sectors, but there's definitely a market, like a niche to be able to be yeah. created from that, from your skills in that space. But when you think about it, every job, you need to have good customer service skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everybody's dealing with customers and everyone has a client to deal with. You know, we've got some general operative jobs as well at the moment. So we have one organisation where you must have manual handling experience is required for that.
I'm sure you've got plenty of man handling experience there, Aishana.
You make me blush now. The other organisation we are recruiting for again is production operators again in the area, but you'd need to have clean room experience and be comfortable working shift work.
What does that mean? Oh, clean room is working in environments where there's no dust and stuff like that, is that it? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So they could be kind of medical or pharmaceutical or any specialist manufacturing environments. But for that organisation, as I say, it's the person needs to be comfortable working in shift work and obviously overnight and weekends, but your roster would obviously rotate.
Yeah.
So we're recruiting for people in those areas. And on the account, we've got two other urgent roles at the moment we're recruiting for on our accountancy side. So at the moment we have a 5-week temporary assignment for somebody who's got proven accounts payable experience, that they'd need to be comfortable working in a very busy office, processing a high number of invoices and be able to kind of give a handout in general in the accounts department. Like the rate for that is €14 an hour. So again, a good salary and a good rate for someone. And then the last role that I have here is an account assistant role, again, based in Dublin 15. The person needs to be comfortable with a variety of roles. So we'll be looking after payroll, we'll be looking after bank reconciliations, we'll be looking after AP again, and on the credit side, on the credit control side as well. That's a permanent job. The salary for that is 28,000.
Oh, very good. Mm. And that's based here in Dublin 15.
Dublin 15. So at the moment, like, we definitely have a good variety of jobs.
Yeah.
We're coming into the good weather and the busy season as well. So we will also get a lot of temporary requirements and short-term requirements to cover a contract or it could be to cover the likes of annual leave as well. Obviously we're happy and eager to talk to people who are interested in taking on temporary assignments as well.
So if anybody's interested in the jobs that you've called out, who do they contact?
Well, they can call the office on the main street. So the number is 598-4334. And you can ask for any of the team members down there. They can look at our website, which is osborne.ie. No U in Osborne, OSBORNE.ie. Or they can look up our Facebook page, which is Osborne Dublin Blanchardstown D15, and all of our jobs will be listed there as
Great.
Well.
So that number again was 598-4334.
Yes.
598-4334. We'll repeat it again. We'll repeat all those contact details before we finish.
Right.
It struck me as you were going through the list that the salaries that are the jobs that seem to have the highest salaries tend to be in sort of finance. Is that still kind of like the trend? Are we seeing that? Is that something we're seeing?
It's realistic. It tends to be organisation by organisation.
Right.
Like, for example, I know that we are recruiting for another role. Sorry, we were recruiting for another role towards the end of last week, and it was an administration job, and there the salary was 28 to 29.
Right.
So that's a higher salary for somebody with a junior level of experience.
Right.
So that's great. But it tends to be dictated by organisation in terms of their own pay scales and their own structures.
Right.
But on the finance side, you know, obviously if somebody has gone to college and they have pursued their professional qualifications, you know, organisations are acknowledging that, and their people are being rewarded for that in terms as well.
Can I ask you something? We obviously will recruit here at Phoenix FM from time to time, and in fact earlier this year we recruited for two posts. One of the things that I was surprised at was the low level of standard in relation to letters of application. I mean, is there anything you would say to people if you're writing a letter of application? What are the kind of things that people maybe should put in?
Yeah, I mean, I said this to Ian last week as well. I mean, at the end of the day, your CV and your cover letter, that's your sales brochure.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
your marketing tool. You want whatever is on that to stand out for somebody to go, hey, I want to meet Aisha. Her CV looks fantastic or her cover letter looks fantastic. But yeah, I mean, there are some basic things that would really put somebody off in terms of that.
Yeah.
So things like grammar.
Yeah.
And spelling. I mean, that's rule one.
Yeah.
Spell check and grammar check everything. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not confident yourself,
yeah.
get a colleague, get a yeah. friend, get somebody else to read your cover letter for you from a different perspective. Sometimes we see it as well, is that people, when applicants send in just kind of generic cover letters. So,
yeah.
hi, I'd really like to work in your company,
yeah.
when they should personalise it to you and go,
yeah.
you know, dear Derek, you know,
yeah.
I've been listening to the station and I really like an opportunity to work
yeah,
in Phoenix
yeah.
FM, because then you know that the person has made the effort
exactly,
and
yeah.
they actually really are interested in
yeah.
the organisation. So I would definitely personalise it like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about the role, let the hiring make reference to
yeah.
your experience. So
yes.
I've got 4 years experience broadcasting mm-hmm. or whatever it is, again, to make your CV stand out.
Yeah.
And also, even if you're, Dave mentioned it here last week as well, if you can look up the company's website and you have an understanding of their culture and values, if you can incorporate that into your cover letter as well, it just gives a really good impression.
Very good.
But again, I would also say professional business language as well,
yes,
Derek,
yeah,
is really
formal,
important. No
yeah,
slang,
yeah.
all dear and kind regards
yeah.
and proper salutations
and,
is very important.
And no use of what we call in academia contractions. You can't say things like can't and don't. And to know which salutations to use, like if you use dear sir or dear
yeah.
sir, madam, not to sign it yours sincerely.
Absolutely. And
the
if you're
two
S's sure,
don't go together. That's how I remember.
That's a good tip. And if you're not sure, Google it.
Yeah.
Ask somebody. Don't
yeah.
take a chance, because remember, that's the person's first impression
yeah.
of you.
Well, I tell you, anybody applying for a job now, because the standards tend to be so low, if you really put effort into your application letter, it does stand out. And I know that from experience. This thing also, if you don't mind me just asking, I'm just curious. I see an awful lot of people putting at the start of their curriculum vitae this personal statement, which I find very American. But is that a trend that's sort of come in? Is it acceptable by Irish businesses? You know, someone might say, I'm a very reliable, hardworking, outgoing kind of person, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the company. Like,
right.
I haven't come across anybody who's had a problem with it, okay? But certainly, if that was on a CV to me, I would question it. So, how are you? Tell me why you think you're
reliable. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me how you're hardworking. Because what it does, it gives a good basis for a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And in an interview situation, people can be really, really nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can break the ice.
Yeah.
So you can say, I'm reliable, hardworking, and I ran a 5K,
yeah.
I ran a 5K run at the weekend, or
yes,
something
yeah,
like that,
yeah,
and it could
yeah.
break the ice.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice to give an overview of your experience and give a summary.
Yeah. I think as well, one question that I always tell people to be prepared for in an interview was one that happened to me, where someone said, describe yourself in 3 words. So I would say, think, yeah, and it's a good way of helping
yeah.
someone to prepare for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what are your 3 most important attributes. I was looking at Sky News this morning, and
mm-hmm.
this subject actually came up, and they were looking at the worst questions you can be asked in an interview. For example, what are your weaknesses? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And of course, hopefully you see yourself working for the organization in 5 years. And
yeah.
I thought it was a good question. That one, what are your weaknesses, is a question I hate being asked. But they said, think of something that is not related to the job. For example, if you're going to work in a radio station, say you're bad at map reading.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I mean, part of what we would do with our candidates when people come in, and part of our own internal interview process when we're meeting with our candidates, we'd say to them, you know, what are the things you're looking for in your next role? And we would ask them, and again, I feel the weakness question, it's a very negative question.
Yeah.
So we would turn and go, so what do you feel are your areas of development? What would you like to improve
exactly.
on? So for me, Excel is mine. I'm fine on it. I can't create pivot tables and VLOOKUPs, but I also don't need to. It's not going to be critical to my job every single day. So again, identify something, but equally, it's about being self-aware. So
yeah.
it's being able to say, I'm weak in this area, but this is what I'm doing to improve on it. And it's more about creating your awareness of yourself and how...
That was fantastic. I could sit here talking to you for longer, but we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing those jobs in. We will, of course, be available on podcast. The show will be available on podcast if people want to listen in again. And it will be available on your website and on your Facebook page.
It will indeed.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you next Wednesday with some more hot
Thank
jobs.
You very much. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hot Jobs on 92.5 Phoenix FM in association with Osborne Recruitment. Remember, you can keep up to date with all their jobs news on Facebook at Osborne Blanchardstown D15, Osborne Recruits on Twitter, and osborne.ie.